Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, August 28th. Is it 28th today? Yeah. 2018. I can't believe where this year is going. I don't know. This month is almost done. And we're actually more than halfway done with this year. So
yes, we are.
It's pretty crazy. And speaking of crazy, our guest tonight is Crazy Bug, Kaylee Barker, super late model driver of the 34 plus 2. Super late model car here at LVMS. Thank you for being here, Kaylee.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Is her mic up?
I don't know. Maybe
she's a soft talker. Yeah, there it goes. I hear her now. I think so. Is it? She's what we like to call a soft talker. Hosting tonight along with myself is Justin.
Just Justin.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
It's just Justin.
It's better than anything Gary's ever called me. So.
And thank you, Justin, for being here and soon to be a busier man than you'll ever know you're going to be.
Probably my last show for a while.
Well, what do you mean for a while?
Good. We'll bring Kaylee in more.
We have kids and we still come in.
Well, that's right.
Your kids aren't this big.
Okay.
Rob still expects me to go to the races on Saturday night.
Well, he expects you to be there, and Gary probably wouldn't have it any other way either.
That's right.
Speaking of Gary.
Wait.
Okay.
What time? Like 8 in the morning or something?
We go to the hospital at 5:30.
5:30. Okay, racing don't start till 7 p.m. You got plenty of time. 15 hours? 14 hours? Got plenty of time to get it done.
And you get some decent photos and your race suits and everything with the babies.
That's right.
I don't think that's happening. I don't see that happening. I don't see that going very well for me if I do come.
Right, yeah. Probably not for you. So, hosting tonight also the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
And I'm good.
Thanks for being here, Kaylee.
Thank you for having me.
We're privileged to have you here. It's been a little while, hasn't it?
Over 2 years.
It has been. Yeah.
It's been.
I thought you were here earlier this year.
Did we do a phone?
She was scheduled. No.
Yeah, but didn't we talk to you on the phone sometime in between that time?
No, I was supposed to, but I ended up having to work till midnight.
You're a working person now.
Yeah.
That damn work gets in the way of racing all the time.
Yeah, I know. Next, you'll be in Justin's. We won't even go there. We won't even go there.
Not happening.
Your dad will set up a car.
You still have a bandolero, don't you?
Sitting around? No.
We won't even go there.
I hear her dad already. Probably the yellow.
Yeah, it's his jokes of being a pole dancer,
that's
by the way.
On
the pole.
That's right.
All right, we'll stop that there. Of course, Mr. Thumbs, all thumbs over there, Rob Street from Rob Street Racing Photography in studio.
I'm posting a picture of Kaylee here on the mic. So I'm going to tag you.
At least she's not on the pole.
On the mic.
On the mic, there you go. So, but, yeah, it's been a little while since we've had Kaylee in, and a lot of things have happened in between and all that, and, of course, we just had this race this past weekend, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and also we got some
back breaking after the break.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. Long break, too.
Yep.
Long break.
Too long.
Too long, right. Well, I was going to ask you that, too. It's like, you know, for some racers, it can't be long enough. You want that break, especially when it's hot out like this, but, you know, guys like Gary and other racers like yourself that, man, I'm ready to race more, you know? Keep the races coming.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed like it drug on, and it was like,
everybody's waiting, looking at the calendar.
Yeah.
Did you, speaking of that, I mean, did you work on the car all summer long, or did you take some time off to do anything else?
You can only do so much, but then when you have so much to do, it feels like you don't have enough time. So
right as it gets closer, you think you got everything under control, then it's like, oh crap, we're racing next weekend.
That's right.
Exactly. Yep.
then you start working on all this stuff. So your dad's been busy, obviously. And
yep.
How's mom doing?
Good.
Good.
We're all pretty much nonstop. So nice to have like a little bit of a break.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I want to go racing again. So
yeah,
let's go.
Exactly. Are you still in college? You...
Yeah. Today was my first day back at
no
university.
No way.
So that was fun.
Back to school.
Yep.
This is your second, third?
Technically, I'm a junior,
oh.
I think. I don't really know.
You have, like, credits and stuff.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah.
Well, I stopped going to UNLV, and I went all online at WGU.
Oh, okay.
And then I wanted to change my major, and they didn't have psychology at WGU, so I decided to go back to UNLV.
Oh, no way.
Psychology is needed around here.
That's right.
So that's why I don't know what
so,
I am.
Yeah, what transferred
yeah.
and what didn't and all that. So I guess you'll find out this
year. I think
year,
I'm, like, in between.
What do you want to major in? I mean, is
psychology.
That, oh, psychology.
Yeah, yep.
Well, start with Rob,
yeah.
okay, and then we'll go clockwise here. you tell us if any of us are crazy. No, I don't know what a psychologist.
Well,
you don't got to tell me. I already know. Well, I think we're all crazy because we're all in circle track racing.
Right.
We all drive around in circles for you know a hobby.
Yeah, we get nowhere. It's always in circles, right? At least the straight liners get somewhere, right? They get to the end.
Hey, I'm getting a little bit better. I brought a chair out there on the track.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry they let you bring one.
I was sitting on concrete and tires. I was like, they were the other photographers were jealous out there.
Yeah, they're going to fight for your seat once you left,
seat,
right?
Got a Gatorade sitting there.
There you go.
Down with the tires, just in case.
Rent it out.
Yeah.
Say, hey, when I'm not here, I'll rent my seat out. But that takes away from the fun of being out in the racetrack,
no.
sitting on tires and walls and hiding behind the porta potties when people are spinning everywhere.
I can see everything from the seat, and my feet were killing me after I was out there for every race on Saturday. Like, I usually take a, you know, I'll pick one race
right.
and say, I'm going to go get a hot dog and a Coke. And didn't even get a chance
to
get off track.
And I want to talk about that too, because like Tim.
Those races
Tim,
were moving.
Well, Tim,
moving.
Tim did a great job. Every division under the sun was racing this past weekend,
yeah.
and then some. So he did a great job. Regardless of what was happening on the track, it just moved along. I think it just was like mm-hmm. clockwork, and it still got done fairly
yeah.
early. So
yeah, between 10 and 10:30, I know.
Yeah, that's a great night of racing for all the divisions running. So, but anyways, I don't know. So we're here for Kaylee. We're here for Kaylee tonight. What do you want to talk about, Kaylee?
Whatever you want.
We'll let you go around the clockwise.
I have a question for Kaylee.
Okay.
How long did it take you to do that photo shoot with the big parachute?
Oh,
and
yeah. the smoke ball.
That
it,
was
well,
awesome.
If you don't, and nobody knows what Rob Street is talking about, go to KayleeBarker.com. I think it's on there, isn't it?
Yeah,
or is
there's
it?
A story about it.
Okay, go to KayleeBarker.com, check it out, and you'll see what Rob's talking about. And very beautiful pictures, by the
Thank
way.
You.
Very artistic. Yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah. Where'd you guys go to do that?
So we went the exit you take off the 95 to turn to go to Havasu.
Okay.
We went to the dry lake beds that were right there.
Oh, okay.
Me and Gary tried to explain there are closer lake beds that you could have went to.
It was only like 45 minutes away.
Right.
She
well,
a room for
yeah,
the
when you sleep for an hour, it's only 45 minutes
but
away.
But away from the fun of the photo shoot, getting there, you know, and the traveling. So.
Yeah, it was a long process, but only I had a wedding the day before that I was the maid of honor in, and then we went to a concert that got done at like 1:30 in the morning. Then I had to be at my photographer's house at 3:30 to do my hair and makeup. So I only slept for like an hour. And then we took the car over there. I got my hair and makeup done. And we were out shooting by 6. And then
wow.
so that lasted till about 10. And then from there, we went back to our house. And then I did some in-studio stuff. And then all said and done, probably about like 1 or 2 o'clock. And then had a reception to go to.
No.
So
sounds
like
a race
said,
weekend.
Yeah.
Was that the Smotherman wedding?
Yes.
That's why you were so tired at the reception.
Yes.
That's why. Okay. I just
didn't
figure it was the drive there for Rome.
Nope.
did you catch the bouquet?
No.
we just wondered who's next, you know. So.
Right.
Was it hard to like to keep the dress clean and all that in that dirty environment? I mean, those are some nice.
It wasn't bad. I had, well, Victoria is my photographer and her husband. Her husband was helping to fluff the dress. And
right.
So was Jeff. So they were both fluffing it, so that kind of helped.
Keeping it all, yeah.
But it was just having them to, like, run out of the shot and stuff. Yeah, right. Was pretty funny. So I had to keep a straight face.
Was it windy, or did you have fans?
No,
that was just the fluffing it and moving out of the way.
Yeah,
like,
and then
yeah,
they ran
just
out of the
light
shot.
Material. No kidding.
And then when they set the smoke bombs off, like, they set the smoke bombs, then fluffed a dress, and then ran. So it was crazy, but I'm
okay.
They
okay,
out
Kaylee,
so good.
Don't move. We're gonna
yeah,
do this.
Yeah,
don't move.
Yeah, don't worry
yeah.
about the smoke bombs.
And
yeah.
I couldn't see any of it, so like seeing the after
oh,
was
that's,
like
because
it was all behind
pictures,
me, so I wasn't yeah. able to see like what even if I didn't have an idea of what it was gonna look like. So seeing
that's
the after
cool.
was pretty cool.
Did they take any videos of any just
no.
putting it all together? Mm-hmm. Just all photos.
Yep, just
oh,
all pictures.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Been getting ready up to that point, obviously, you know, isn't always easy, but is it like prepping for a race night or is it easier?
I don't know. I don't wear makeup on a daily
right.
basis, so I just have my girl Tatiana. She does it, so I basically just sit there while she does everything. So
she has people.
She has people, right?
We don't have people.
We got to expect to have your makeup on in the winner's circle. So have it, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Have your makeup person, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's too much work for me to do it.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go.
Gary's got the
have
same
somebody
problem.
Somebody else do it.
Gary's got the same problem with his makeup. So. Right, Gary?
Yes.
Or do you have your wife do your makeup for you?
That too.
What do you guys got? Hand signals going on? Okay.
That's probably better.
You guys all
yes,
set?
There
you
go.
That's your job, Justin.
Yeah.
He was too busy hitting me in the head.
I was trying to get him to turn it up over there.
We have a good point. He don't know what you're. I don't
he
know
what
did.
He understood exactly what I said.
For once, it's not Gary.
You should Facebook Live, Kaylee, not you.
I've been back and forth.
Okay, all right.
You should ask your Facebook people if it sounds better.
No, Chuck said he can't hear her. Chuck Di Guevara.
Oh.
Di Guevara.
Di Guevara.
Yeah. I fit it with a capital G.
So. She needs to speak up a little bit.
She does? I told you she's what they call a soft talker. So the rest of us will tone our. We'll talk softer. So we're all equal. What do you think, Kaylee?
Whatever works.
So being off for the whole was it over a month?
Yeah,
it was
over
like
a month.
Close
huh?
to two.
2 months.
Six
it was
weeks,
close
seven.
To two.
You know,
yeah.
Does the excitement build back up, or just like, just come on, let's just get here, like you said. You know, what was it like? Because you practice on Friday night. Some mm-hmm. people don't. They wait till the day of. But did the car do what you expected it to do? Did anything change? Because typically, when you go to one track, not tour around, you would think the setups kind of stay the same. But there's a lot of things that do change. On a car, I mean, was it what you expected when you went back out?
Yeah, I mean, it still felt fast, so that was a positive. We had a lot of power steering issues, so we were able
you had power
to fix
steering
that.
Issues in the past, didn't you? Or no, they had brake issues,
right,
but you got that squared
year.
Away.
Yeah,
so this year power steering that
right.
sucks because I know what it's like to chase a problem. You finally think, hey, I got it,
yeah,
and then. Something else pops up. It's like,
welcome to
come on. Exactly.
Yeah,
right?
We changed everything power steering wise and it was completely fine. So
cool.
Now that that's out of the way, hopefully we'll have some more good finishes later on in the year.
Well, and obviously you've been there. You know, we've had some really good competition out there this year and you're up there with mixing it up and obviously have a win under your belt. And that helps get that momentum going to keep getting those top five finishes and the wins coming. So I'm sure it's right there, right around the corner, right?
Yeah, they always say the first one's the hardest, so
right.
I'm glad we finally got that out of the way.
You get the hard one out.
Yeah.
So now you want the easy ones. We're keep them coming, right, Gary?
Right.
Gary had 21 out at Crump in the dirt. So somebody from Vegas came and knocked you off your throne, huh?
Double O, which finished second this past weekend.
Yeah, he ran a hell of a race
oh,
in Vegas,
that
too.
Was for the bomber race. Yeah. Did you get a chance, Kaylee, to watch any of the races?
I did. I watched the Bombers. So
oh, cool.
Schumacher, right? That's who you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay.
No, Anthony Mann.
No,
oh, Anthony
Mann.
Anthony Mann.
In the Schumacher
car, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
See, I knew it was affiliated. It was
double zero, right?
Yeah.
Double zero. Yep.
See, that was an excuse that Justin tried to use to not wash my car because I went out to Crump and I won. And so he said he was going to wash, right?
You that's, won.
And I won.
I got proof.
But he said, well, technically you're not a Vegas
car.
Car, it might be registered to Vegas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you have more races in Perum.
But you offered Anthony Mann to wash his car.
I saw that move he made on Anthony Mann, that race. And, you know, to wash his car.
Yeah, you offered Anthony Mann, right?
Because he ran more.
But that's a different car.
Vegas.
That car absolutely did not race in Vegas, but it ran out in Perum.
That car has raced in Vegas.
I'm trying to get him to wash all our cars, by the way. I'm getting to that.
Justin, you have 3 more days of freedom, so you better get on.
4. You better get on.
We're trying to do 3 or 4.
3.
To go wash
the
cars.
Cars.
He's
going
to be like, I got to go wash cars.
Yeah, I got to wash cars. Yeah.
Here, take these with you.
We've all
don't
there,
get
right?
them wet.
That's why Gary's still in that mode. You know, I got to go racing, honey. I can't be at home with these kids. Mm-hmm. I got to go racing. Is that the excuse you still use today? Your kids are all moved up. They're all moved out. I got to go, honey, I can't stay home. I got to go racing.
Absolutely.
So, Justin, you're still not going to wash my car.
No.
Yes, you. Now, wait a minute. Did you not hear him last show? He said, Mike, I will wash your car.
That's right.
So now you're back coming again.
Technically, I said bring it over here, and you never did. So.
And as Kaylee said, you've only got a few more days.
Well, anyways, because what I said, what we're going to do anyways, we'll come up with a date to do a car wash. We'll bring out some race cars, you know, kind of make an event out of it. Have you wash all the big trailers and semis and stuff.
And Adam Simon said he'll take every semi possible.
He's got 4 of them he's going to bring out for us.
Thanks, Adam.
So I think we'll set something up. After some of these races get kind of under our belt, we'll do a
absolutely
car wash. Invite Kaylee to bring her race car out, and then we'll bring some of our
definitely not washing that thing.
Yep, Rob, come out.
I'll take pictures of y'all washing.
And we'll have him wash
your car. No, you can take pictures of him
washing
all the things.
And your car. There's no getting out of this one.
My truck needs to wash enough to all these bugs in the front of it. And I realized driving the Perump.
Oh, yeah, right?
Like, oh.
How's that been, Rob?
And the Perump bugs are the worst.
They were the worst.
Yeah, they're like mutated bugs. Yeah. Like, and I'm not saying the people are like that. I'm just saying the bugs are like.
I am. I'm definitely saying that.
Look how Justin Johnson, you told him he's mutated. How about that? See, Justin, you just keep digging yourself a hole.
No, you keep digging it for me.
Oh, man. It's all right. I'm trying to make up for what's going to be gone.
This is Kaylee's show. This is not my show.
Talk to Kaylee. That's what you're here for.
Why are you picking on me?
Tell her you can wash her car, too.
I already told her I'm not washing that thing.
It doesn't need washes. That thing's beautiful as it is, right? It stays.
That's a question. Are you going to change? I know you went from the total blue car last year to a black and blue car. Are you going to look at different paint scheme for next year?
No, it's just easier this way in case we have to
replace
fenders
parts.
And stuff. Yeah,
you get the fenders in the color, right?
Just much easier to maintain.
Oh yeah, no, that's a good idea. You know, sometimes that's why you see some of them stay white or black because, mm-hmm. you know, typically you get the panels.
Well, it makes it easier on me because they say, "Hey, can you send a picture?" And I send the picture. They don't know what race I
get. Right. Well, exactly. Right.
I can't. So she changed the colors. I'm like, oh
crap. That wasn't from this race, right? That's a good point. How's it been going out to Perump, Rob?
Oh, I enjoy Perump, but I have a good time out there. And what I really like is I got to put Shannon in that coupe.
Yeah, there is Smotherman's
in the coupe,
yep,
and she had a blast. I mean, she was giddy.
Was that the first time she ever gotten?
She's the first time she's ever gotten.
Wow.
So after I did it with Smotherman, I was kind of worried about her back, and I was like, and I rode with Smotherman, it was so smooth, and I was like, oh, you'll be fine. Get in there. That'll be the toughest part.
Smooth till you hit the wall. That's the only
until
part
you
that.
Hit the wall,
yeah.
But yeah.
The rest
I never
of the time
felt
it's...
like when I drove the Bando, I felt like I might hit the wall.
Right.
With Smotherman, I never felt. Even when we're driving through cars and weaving in and out, it was like he's got control of this.
Oh
thing.
Yeah.
You know, he could
yeah,
pretty much do anything
yeah,
on a race
yeah.
car when you know just going. I was trying to hold my phone steady.
Right.
And luckily, the GoPro really came out good.
Well, you know what? It's good that. You get an opportunity to sit in a race car and see what it's like.
What,
I mean, you've
had
an opportunity,
had
obviously, in the Bandolero and
the
something like that. But
the first thing I realized is you guys can't hear me when I'm going, hey, look this way. Because the race control is talking in your ear, and you guys are just looking
right.
at me like, oh, now it makes more sense. I can
right.
kind of tell when they're talking and when they're not on the thing. And
yeah.
Of course,
you
now
know,
I have a I have the same race receiver in my ear when I'm out there most of the time. Sometimes I forget.
So you kind
of
got an idea what's going on.
I got an idea
on.
When I can escape off the track and say, okay, they're going to clean up for a minute. But I did lose my GoPro. I mean, I got it back. I put, at the last second, I threw my GoPro on the roof of Cameron Guy's Bando. I mean, literally, as they were leaving on the track, I stuck it on the roof. And he went around, and this is Friday night, and they had a crash at Derby on Friday night.
We got talking
to on Saturday, I guess. But they couldn't even complete a lap on Friday, and they were crashed. I saw them all crash in turn four, and I see them come back around, and I'm like, I don't think this GoPro is on there. And so then I took my long lens, and he came back around, and I'm like, nope, my GoPro is not on there. And then I realized his roof wasn't even on there.
Oh,
it was on the side of the car. And
but it's still stuck to the roof.
Yeah, so as soon as they finished their race or got, taken off the track before the legends went out, I told Roy, my GoPro's out there somewhere, I think, unless it fell in the car, which I don't think it did. And the safety crews came around there, and they went into turn four. I saw them get out of the car and hold up their hand. I still couldn't really see what they were doing, but they had the GoPro, and it was fine.
Well, at least they like you, because if they didn't, they would have rolled over
at
first.
Yeah,
they can't get what we found over here.
And then I was able to put it in Ethan DiGuevara's Superstock. For his race, and it recorded most of it except for 1 minute at the very end.
The best part, because the part you missed when he was completely sideways.
He was completely sideways. He saved it, and I don't know if that was the reason the GoPro kind of like started and stopped and saved it separate, like a separate file.
Oh, wow.
The last minute, and so I put that in the comments. I'm like, well, here's the save, and you see his hands. Just you see the whole front of the car. You see the stands, and then you see the back wall, and then the stands, and then he goes over.
I know,
he
you
caught
guys,
him one spot, but he saved it,
I know you guys were busy, but I ran up there. I just got to watch the last two laps, and he came out at two, and you just see him in the car doing this. I'm like, for the third time in that car, he did a hell of a job saving that, man.
Yeah,
cool.
He did.
Kept it out
and
of the
you could totally see his hands in the car, and it was just awesome footage. Dad hooked it up. He says, no, put it right here. And then, I was going on the track, and I said, okay, press start, because I don't know.
Right.
I can't get up there to press start. And Joe pressed start. And I was, as they came on the track, I was like, I had my big long lens, and I'm just looking for red
light. Right, red light flashing.
I'm like, yes,
it's on.
And then I guess Joe said the same thing in the stand. So you saw the red blinking.
Right.
Yes, it took. So, and then I was able to download it. And then it didn't catch that last one. And I realized it was a separate 1 minute file. It was like a 12, 14 minute race.
Is that
1 minute at the very
footage
end.
Available somewhere?
Yeah, it's on Rob Sheet Racing Photography.
Okay.
It's on the Facebook page.
Okay,
And in the comments is the 1 minute or, extra on there.
I'll have to watch that now.
So we'll have to look. You guys all probably seen it, but
I
watch Facebook that often.
I watched the whole video, and I was like, he missed the best part of that.
I know that.
But now I know it's in the comments.
It's in the comments.
There you go.
It is called. It's called Ethan DiGuevara Save.
Cool. Kayla, do you guys do any footage on your vehicle? Do you upload it on your Facebook page also, or you use your website mostly?
It's mostly on my YouTube. So
you have a YouTube channel that we should be going to.
Kayla Barker. That's my name.
Just Kayla Barker. Okay, we'll have to look for Kayla Barker on YouTube.
Yep. I didn't record it this last race because I don't know. I forgot to charge it. And then, so I still have to do my win.
You didn't have enough time to think about charging.
Right. Yeah.
Too busy with school.
There you go.
Started today.
Which started today after the race. So. Busy thinking about it.
Yes.
It was a busy weekend because I never even got to say hi.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how busy everybody was in the pits.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was
there.
Exciting being back,
going
first
through,
of all.
Yeah.
And just things went smooth. But, man, everybody was, I think that's probably why it went so fast. Is everybody was so busy getting back in their routine and, taking tools out and loading them up and putting stuff where you think they're supposed to go and forgetting stuff.
I saw her dad walking through a couple times, but I never really saw – I think I saw you once.
But he's always smiling, so that's always good to see your dad. Whether it's good or bad, he's always, smiling.
Yeah.
He might be pulling his hair out, in his head, but he's smiling, so it's always good to see your dad.
Yeah.
But that helps too, keeping a positive attitude no matter what happens at the track, because we all know things don't always go the way they're supposed to.
Yeah, for the most part.
I finally realized why I thought you were on the show is because when you won, that's all they talked about the next Tuesday, and that's what I remember.
And I believe that's when she was supposed to come on
after
her win,
and
then she had
that's
to work.
Right. And it was,
yeah.
that everybody's talking about that race you won, because that was exciting. I was.
Oh man, I was standing in. I was in the stands. I was like, yeah.
That was the race that I was kind of too beat up to be out on the track. I walked over when you guys were in the tech.
Right.
And I just get everybody in there. It's kind of what I wanted to do anyway, because you know there were other photographers out there to get your winning on the track. I wanted to get it with your dad. I wanted to get it with, all the guys were out there. I mean, everybody, I didn't even think you realize how many people, were excited in the pits and walked across. We all walked over. There was a group of, 20, 25 people walking across the pits that usually are packing up to leave, that you don't usually see afterward. All came over to congratulate you. I thought that was really cool.
Did you feel more, relief than excitement? Because, you know it's coming. I mean, you're out, got some seat time. You've got a lot of accomplishments under your belt. You can go to KayleeBarker.com, of course, and there's a list of your accomplishments, which from this track has just been amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
We all knew it's coming, but that was part of the fun and excitement, was to finally see it here. So I'm sure some of that was a relief too, thank you.
It was definitely a big weight lifted off, because we finally did it. Now everyone will ask me, "Oh, when are you gonna win?" finally did it. So now it's okay, let's just go get some more.
It's funny because you get friends and stuff that aren't in the race. Why did you go faster? I'm trying. It's not as easy as it looks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially with those drivers out there. I mean, everybody's competitive. Out
there. Again, you got cars, veteran guys like Gafferini that you're competing with that have been. He was old back when I was racing.
I've watched him for as long as I can remember.
Right.
My dad bought his first go-kart from Scott's dad.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, then you're racing against guys like that have just tons of hours on that one track,
mm-hmm.
And they know that track, every groove of it, So, but, yeah, that's cool, man. Just that relief must have been just overwhelming, just knowing, hey, I finally got this out of the way. Did you have anything you wish you would have said?
No, I don't really remember it, so
we'll have to look back, see what Neil typed up. Yeah, he always does a good job afterwards.
I thanked everyone I needed to thank, and
cool. Didn't forget anybody. Nobody came up and said, "Hey, what about me? I helped you. Remember that one Thursday about 3 years ago?"
No, you mean 12 years ago,
right?
Yeah, I think I got everyone. I think I did okay. so many emotions and so many thoughts going through your head. It's so hard.
What was the first thing your mom and dad said when they saw you? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
We'll have to ask them.
First thing I saw your dad do is grabbing tools.
Yeah.
He was like, "I need to get a picture of him." And he's like, "I have to take this carburetor off."
Yeah, I wanted
him. Work, right?
I wanted him to come down to the track to take pictures.
Right.
And so the safety crew brought him down. I was like, maybe his knees gave out or something. His knees are not there anyways. So.
We'll have to get him a scooter or something.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the battery motorized cars.
Yep.
No. Just kidding. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So what do you got planned? I mean, we haven't talked in a couple years, so tell us what's been going on in the last couple years, even in the racing world. So there's people that may not know what your plans are and what you've been doing in the last couple years in racing and school and everything. Who's Kaylee Barker the last 2 years? Who is she?
Basically the same person. Nothing's really changed, which I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's drama,
true.
Right? I've been busy working nonstop, feels like.
Well, we won't have to say you're just working is it a career job or is it just a kind of a
depends.
A paycheck job?
Well, West Elm, so I'm a designer at West Elm, which is a furniture store. I work at the one in downtown Summerlin. And I'm also an instructor at Exotics Racing.
Oh, cool.
So that's nice because the tips are good sometimes.
That's
sometimes
good.
They're not. So.
Do people ask any stupid questions anything that sticks out?
Is there
out?
A British guy over there that's kind of stupid?
That was Rob Street saying that, by the way.
Yeah,
Barry is my favorite.
Barry and I are looking so forward to his cup race. We have so much fun. We get shut up, we're at the principal's office. They're they look at us and for some reason people get us mixed up. So Barry will do something and I'll get blamed for it, and then I'll do something and Barry will get blamed for it, and it's like you see us next to each other, we look nothing alike, but our sense of humor is.
They're probably debating whether they should let you in or not this year.
Yeah, no, Barry's great. Yes, he is so great. I love working with Barry. It's so funny.
So what do you think about doing something like exotic racing? That's a road course. That you do, your instructor, do you do on-track instructions or do you do behind-the-scenes
No, so
stuff,
I'm
or?
In the passenger seat while they're driving, mm-hmm. so it's just giving them instructions so we both stay safe, they go fast, they have fun.
Do most of the people that do that, are they first-timers or they have a little bit of experience? Or?
A lot of them are tourists, so a lot of them are first-timers.
So you
got to
get scared because I get scared just riding next to somebody that I don't think knows how to drive sometimes.
Yeah.
And
on the street?
Anywhere. Rob's street. No, yeah.
Sometimes it's sketchy, but, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. I think it's fun. I enjoy it.
Do most of them listen if you say, okay, take this corner a little easy or whatever, and do they usually listen? They don't, like, step
depends.
In and kind of get it sideways?
It depends on if they've already driven a car. Like, say they got out of a car and then they're coming into a different car with me,
right.
So... they think that they can drive that car exactly the same way as
the
car that they're going into, and it's not the same at all. So it all kind of depends. People that don't speak English, that's another thing.
It's hard, yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice when they have translators with them.
Right,
So that helps, but...
do you get a chance to take the cars out yourself?
So we warm them up in the morning.
Okay.
You do 3 laps, 60, 80, and 100.
Oh, nice.
And then we have to drive them back and forth.
Right.
Shuttle them from... the shop to...
are they always different, the ones that you're in?
It kind of varies. We typically get... we'll get a schedule the day before, and that tells us what car we're going to be in for the day. But whether or not you stay in that car is kind of dependent on what the customers pay for.
Sure.
So we shuffle around all day.
Cool.
Yeah, so...
are there
like,
any particular one you like more than others?
My favorite one is... well, it's a toss-up. Either the Porsche GT3 or the Acura NSX. I really love the NSX. I think it's super duper fun to drive.
Any of those on your shopping list?
Yeah, both of them. Both. If I had $150,000.
Yeah.
But like,
Dad.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say Ron.
Yeah.
Your birthday, Christmas is coming. You
yeah.
know?
But like how I was supposed to be here for the show,
mm-hmm.
I get the schedule at 3 o'clock the
right.
day before, and I was scheduled at 9:30. Or 9 o'clock, and then we had a corporate group at night that like Mario Andretti was there, like the whole deal, and I think I clocked out at 11:50 that night.
Did you talk to Mario and try to hook up with a different ride? No.
He's super quiet, and he came there. They had him drive like I believe it was like 15 people around, so they did 2 laps. Each, so he was pretty cool. He was fast, so that's cool to see. And it was at night, so
right.
there's another factor in there too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's different. What's up, Gary?
So is the Mario Andretti? I saw a sign for it. Is that another place for it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that another
I think there is a thing like that, but he was just there. The corporate people brought him to do the event, so. Yeah, so
these guys are whispering. I'm just wondering what they're saying. What are you saying? The sound's going up and down?
Yes.
Steady for me.
Yeah.
I keep hearing it in mind.
I had a question. I know you're one of the ones that really go after sponsorship. And what do you do for the sponsors when you go out and get sponsorship? But do they have you come to events and do different things like that? Or?
I mean, it kind of depends on who the sponsor is. So this year I was fortunate enough to be chosen for Team PFC. PFC Brakes. You apply for that. They chose 10 people across the country. I was the only one from the West Coast.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. It gives me a chance to represent the West Coast, and luckily we've been doing pretty good this year. So, but as far as them, they're based out of back east. So I just market them. Like I have, I wear it on every race day. I took those photos that are marketing. So I just try my best to market them as best I can.
Okay.
I have to tag them in all my posts. They're on all my profiles, so it kind of just depends on the company itself. If it's someone local, then of course we'll take the car out to their event.
And that's a tough question because there's so many angles
of
sponsorship.
Here, but she has,
right?
Like I said, I recognize that one that you had, and I was like, they're East Coast,
right?
Yep.
Or sure what state are they? North Carolina or are they Virginia or somewhere like that or somewhere
I'm
in there?
Blanking.
I'm blanking on that.
Give me 1 second.
Did well, while you're thinking,
yeah.
I guess, is that something like, speaking of back east and stuff, is that, you got any plans on doing any kind of racing like back east? I know that's going back to sponsorship,
money.
Right?
Yeah, it takes money.
That's the tough
that's
part
all
nowadays.
It takes is money,
you know,
so.
You know, it, because there's so many different angles you can go and do the racing. There's the Canon West, Canon East. Mm-hmm. There's the SRLs, and you've dabbled a little
yeah.
in that. And,
SRL is really fun. It's a complete different caliber of what, you know, the weekly show is out
right.
here. You think that competition is good. It's way better
yeah.
in SRL. It's crazy.
Right.
The
and
amount
there,
of
yeah.
talent, the amount of money, the amount of, you know, everyone is a tenth within each other in qualifying.
Right.
Two tenths. It's, you know, it's nuts.
Well, and that's something that, you know, I think makes that type of racing fun, obviously,
yeah.
is,
mm-hmm.
is to go out into the different tracks and all that and the different engines and rules and all that. Do you plan on maybe taking your car, because they got super late model racing, like let's say Irwindale and different tracks like that. You ever thought of doing anything like that, or is it a little different game they got going on there?
Well, they don't have any. Irwindale is just late models now.
They're not super. Okay.
Yeah, no, my car would be. I would
illegal.
Have to put so much weight on that it would.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Tucson is one.
Yeah.
We'll probably go do Chili Willy in February.
Yeah.
So.
And you've done that. In the
yeah,
past. Yeah,
I really, really enjoy that race. This
what do you think of that
year.
Track? Is it a rough track? I've heard it's a rough track.
It's super-duper rough, but I love it.
Really?
so they say it's a 3/8 mile, so it's just like here at the Bullring,
yeah.
but you can run 3 wide, no problem.
No kidding.
We've seen the fast time be set on the bottom, in the middle, up high.
Wow.
So it's, you know, there's a lot of adversity. I love that track. I love going there and race.
Cool.
The people are super cool there. They make you feel welcome. Like, they, you know, they're super thankful.
Right.
They can't tell you thank you enough times for coming to their track.
Oh, that's
so,
really cool. That's
like
help.
And the weather's nice in February.
It's freezing.
No, the weather's nice. I can put on a jacket.
See, there's a true
Vegas
girl right here. It's
yeah.
freezing in February
it's
down there.
Freezing. Like this past year, we went and did it, and you know, we were actually decent compared to how we have been the last few years. You know, improving
right.
on the car, myself improving, and we had they only took it was kind of weird. They only took the top. Three from qualifying, or the top two or three from qualifying, I don't remember. But I ended up qualifying 15th out of 44.
Wow, that's a lot of cars.
Like that.
Yeah.
So I had to run a heat race. I got wrecked in the heat race.
Oh,
I was running in the
sucks.
Middle. The guy lost on the bottom and took me and the other guy up in the wall.
Dang.
So we worked all night Friday night till they turned the lights off, and it was probably, gosh, it was close to midnight. We
wow.
were freezing. Worked all night. The car was completely trashed. Came back Saturday morning. I got a message from Brandon Schilling, who's a local up there. He said, hey, do you need anything? Like, so he ended up giving us some sheet metal because
wow.
we need to be able to patch like
right,
where the quarter panel was missing. So
cool.
We were able to patch all that. And, you know, I transferred through the B main. I started I don't remember how many cars I started. 28, I believe.
Wow.
I started dead last and we ended up finishing like 17th or
nice.
16th. So and that race took close to 3 hours. Cause
no
it was
kidding.
Just red flag after red flag. Oh, it wrecked everywhere.
Well,
but
you get that many cars on,
yeah.
on that track at the same time. Right.
But when you go perform at another track, there's not really, you know, you don't have the
right.
pressure of points. You don't have the pressure
right.
of, you know, a higher standard. Like, I hold myself
yeah.
at a way higher standard here than I would
right.
in Tucson. So you just have, you can go have fun. And I
right.
know it's all supposed to be about fun, but we're also competitive.
Well,
we forget that sometimes.
Well,
so.
We all know that, like, when you make two or three races, all of a sudden it's a points thing now.
Yeah.
You now you're in it for points, and we all know the points battle
oh,
is
yeah.
tough, because that's why I used to miss like one or two races, just so I knew I was forced not to be in the points
right.
you know, battle basically. So,
yeah.
But you know, it makes it tough because it
yeah.
makes it more competitive and it becomes more work and
mm-hmm.
it's still fun. I mean, we can't deny
yeah.
that. That's why we do
the
it.
The opportunity itself is,
right.
you know, a blessing and it's fun, but you know, that competitive side of us is
yeah.
you want to go win, and if you're not winning, then it's frustrating.
Oh,
that
yeah.
tends to not be fun, but I don't know.
Do you
I love it.
Have any, like these guys talking about like the super stocks and stuff, do you have any desire to kind of throw in a race or two of some street stock type racing like that, or do you like the purpose-built super late model type racing now and you don't want to go back?
I miss my
kind
super
of fun.
A lot.
I yeah.
miss that car. I love that car. That car is so fun to drive. We have, you know, just me and my dad have so many memories in that car.
Well, you guys did a great job in getting it to championship.
Yeah.
So
yep,
that hard work pays off, and you like to see that, and it's fun doing it, and like you said, memories.
Yeah, especially we were doing double duty that year, super stock and a super late model, so that was extremely tough in itself. But I did every single race, both divisions, and the results were there, so that was nice. I do miss it, but I really, 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 really want to race the modified again.
Yeah,
so,
I was going to ask that next.
Yeah,
want to
go race
in
Lucas Oil. So
well,
I feel like I have something there that I haven't finished yet.
And you know what? That's true, and that's a tough group there. That is a group in itself, different beast, obviously, with the modifieds. And a person that you've raced with here, Justin Johnson, went on, and he's doing that full-time this year and has been doing real well.
Yeah, doing real well in that.
So. But I'd love to see you back in a modified.
Me too.
You
have unfinished business, I feel like.
Well,
we were so fast, and we ended up getting wrecked. So it's like, we were running top 7 or 8. With the Lucas guys. And it's like, man, if I could have, I could have passed a couple more for sure. So.
Well, and I think a lot of people have seen a transformation in you once you've raced a few of those races. I noticed a little bit of a different driver come out of you.
Yeah.
You learn different things and you can see that it's an aggressive driving that came out, but you can see something different changed in your driving style and it worked. It helped. It brought a little something more out of you. So that'd be cool to see you back in the modified.
Yeah. One thing that's hard is like, I know how much it costs to fix the car. So it's like, I don't want to go diving under this person if they're just, they're going to clear themselves across my nose and we have to pay however much for, to fix it. So it's like, I try not to race with that mentality. So that way the results are there and then I'm competitive and I'm aggressive. But like in the modifieds, you have to be, that's the only way you can drive these cars. You have to be aggressive. There's no other way.
When you see that, because the style of racing you're talking about reminds me of like Mark Allison. Mm-hmm. The guy's a veteran racer in all divisions. The most patient racer I've seen. But in the modifieds, his patience doesn't work the same as it does on the asphalt. On the dirt, it's different. But on the asphalt with Lucas Oil, of course, he's been racing the Lucas Oil modifieds. And that patience doesn't pay off as much as it does on some of the other race cars, The more aggressive driving, you got to get up front faster and all that. So, see, like you're saying, some of that patience isn't what pays off.
It all depends on, open comp, you try and save your tires for a few laps, and then you have to get after it or else you're going to get lapped. If we get a long green flag run, you're going to end up getting lapped if you're not getting after it every lap. So, like the race I won this year, I was literally qualifying every lap. It felt like you have to go. You have to go. Yeah. And if they're going to eat you right up if you don't go.
Do you like that position better? Get out front and kind of be up front? It's a little better?
I do better when I'm behind someone.
Right. I think that's easier to pace yourself that way.
It's easier that way, but I mean, being.
That's just. Thank you, Justin.
But being up front is definitely much better.
Right.
Because it's up front. I mean, who doesn't want to be there?
Yeah, that's true. Right? Just be second to that very last lap, right?
I've never been out front, so I have no idea.
Only a couple times for me, but
yeah.
It's harder to be up front. It's like you said, it's easier to pace yourself being second, or whatever, and I don't know. But obviously the lap that counts, you want to be up front.
You want to be up front
exactly.
for that one.
Yeah.
Do you like the longer races than the shorter ones? Do you like the 50-plus laps?
I like the strategy side of it.
Right, because it does change. A 35-lap race strategy is different than a 50-lap, and a 50-lap is different than a 75-lap.
Yeah, I do like longer races. I think they're fun. I think it's different to see, the people fall back.
Right.
They'll get away from you, but then they'll come right back because we use all their stuff up. So
right.
I like that part of it. I like longer races because I feel like 35 laps on our track, it isn't enough.
No.
Because
it seems long to me.
I love when you guys when you guys all park on the track and all your team comes out with a gas. Can't put your gas in.
Right.
I'm putting it, and then people trying to put the gas in, and then other people because they can't watch everybody at once. So as soon as they turn their head, they're trying to do this and that.
Like,
and I think,
ho! Are you saying the racers don't do what they're told?
Oh no, the racers are in the cars doing exactly what they're told.
It's everybody
out there. Crews are not only following.
Just making sure. Can you get pictures of that for me?
Oh, I got pictures of it all the time. That's one of my favorite things.
We
want to
buy those.
It's funny because they're like, this one said, and then another crew will say, hey, you can't put that in there. And then this one's, I didn't hear nothing. And then they're trying each one of them, quick, getting the official's attention. They
the
turn their head,
game.
And then both of them put gas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they both say,
like,
sneaky racers.
Like, as long as I can get away with it, too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's okay.
I always like that little, five, I don't know, how long are those breaks? 10-minute break in the middle. Then half the time, I don't even realize there's one coming.
Right.
I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah. I just feel like on our track, 35 laps definitely isn't enough. Because if you start eighth, then, you're starting on the outside. So there's, bad. Then you have to work your way. And only when you've got to move people.
Right.
So,
well, tempers. It sucks because, I don't know how many times in a row we've seen you on a restart. Get positioned to that, and I'm like, again? I mean, just cannot
outside.
Catch your brakes. And guess what?
Time.
As soon as you start on the outside, whether it's first or second, you lost six spots, eight
yeah.
spots
yeah.
easily,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
no matter what. And then you got to, obviously, each lap, each car you lose, you got to gain back. And then
it's frustrating starting on the outside at our track. Yeah. But it is what it is. I usually already expect it because I always end up starting on the outside.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, might as well just go up there because I'm going to be on the outside. Very rarely am I lucky and I get to start on the outside.
You know, but when you do, you can see that. It's just, that's where you deserve to be.
Yep.
So it sucks because I noticed that multiple times. It's like, oh, crap, what again?
Have you ever raced out at Pahrump? Have you ever been in the race at the different divisions out there?
Yeah, I raced Gary's car one time.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Pretty damn good.
I know. How big is that track?
Quarter mile.
It's a quarter mile. Okay. I
wonder
what the difference was on that.
Yeah.
But no, that's so the 65 red, white, and blue one?
Yes.
Okay.
And
when
she led
did
some laps.
Oh, gosh. 2000.
Well, it sounds 13, like it's been a long 14, time.
14,
I think you should get back out there and do it again.
Yeah, there you go.
I won the heat race, led some laps, and finished third in the main. So it was fun. It was super fun. No pressure, so you can have fun.
Yeah,
well, exactly.
No
fun.
Pressure.
And it was the first time she's been on dirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dang.
No, that's what I was wondering. It's because it's different. You see the difference in
how
everybody races out there. And I enjoy it out there. It's like really fun.
Yeah.
Everybody's just
It's more relaxed,
different
environment.
Different environment.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's on kill mode.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like when I get out there driving the dirt after I race in asphalt, I think it's really sideways, and I see pictures or something later. It's like, man, it's not even getting sideways.
Exactly.
I thought I was like all crazy and stuff. I was like, oh, I guess I need to get it sideways.
In your wind. When you saw the lead, you got a little crazy out there. Those were the ones. You were just in the far corner from me, so I couldn't. It was hard to see
the
shot. Because you took the lead in turn three. So.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was.
So I was in turn one and two across the
That
way.
Was fun. I just had to prove to Gary that he cannot crush the car that he
wants
to crush.
Oh, it's going to be crushed.
Well, now he wants to crush it because it beat him now. So that's what I'm going to use. But that's a car that is finicky that I've been racing out there. It overheats real easy. So if you drive it too hard, it doesn't like it. That's why I don't race it out at Vegas that often.
Again, how many races you got from?
I've seen him come out there when none of y'all came out here. And
that's
he was
right.
out there by himself,
that's
and
right.
I was out there going, okay.
Well, that's what
out to North 40 and visited.
That was the day he was scared to come to Pahrump, so he went to Vegas.
Okay.
Well, you notice who was scared to come to Vegas. It was the other way around. So. No, I used to
be more scared of getting wrecked. Did you see that bomber race on Saturday?
Actually, no,
yeah,
I didn't.
Was
it a wreck? Well, I noticed what 9 cars finished out of 14 on the bomber.
14, something like that. And then, of course, they had that big. I mean, I'm not sure. I didn't see the actual finish because I was shooting some cars coming up as they passed by.
But I know they weren't happy as they came back down the backstretch about 10 feet from me and said a little hello to each other out there. Came back across, and as I was walking back to the winner's circle, there was another how do you do.
Yeah, do you look for stuff like that? Like if you see guys
I tried to catch that, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so I got a little bit of it, but not the actual kill.
You ever see Kaylee out there waving her arms at somebody?
Yeah. I get arms waving. I got a really good one of Michael Miller. Michael Miller, I called it the demon. And he was a little hot out there, and all I heard was, and this is while the race is going on, I could hear him pissed off in the
funny.
Car and out in the middle of the track. And so I turned over and started like focusing in on him. And then I look back at one of the pictures, and it looks like he has demon eyes because the off his glasses, yeah. He had brake checked the safety truck.
Oh, that's funny.
And the lights were on that, I guess.
Yep.
And then it made it
two
Shady's eyes.
So he actually had demon
eyes.
Did you see the tow truck pushing him?
Oh, yeah, he brake checked him.
And he goes like this, like three times, waving to her.
I couldn't see the wave.
He wanted to go to the infield to watch into that race. With his two teammates out there.
So he kept trying
to go to the infield, and he's pointing. And he's like, and all of a sudden he stopped, and the tow truck driver did not stop.
No. I was looking in the passenger side, so I couldn't see him waving anything. All I saw was a brake check, and I started laughing. I was like, and then you just hear bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam. And then I took a picture and I posted it while I was on the track.
Oh, that's funny.
And I said, it's confirmed. Michael Miller is a demon going in the wheel.
He drove up through the field and just straight up drove through again. So,
you know, those are all learning experiences.
I haven't really talked. I only saw him for half a second when I was leaving the track that night. But those are the pictures I like.
Sorry
about your car. That one came out cool.
And as a racer, when it happens to somebody else, I like seeing those kind of pictures too. But when it happens to you, man, I don't want this.
He'll like it in like a month. He'll be like, okay, that was cool.
Right? Is there anything, Kaylee, on the track that makes you the most mad? Like if somebody drives under you, somebody drives into the back of you, or if somebody like brake checks you, is it what pisses you off the most on the track?
Some people that drive down the middle of the straightaway.
You like the JJ? We call it the JJ line. We call it that the JJ line.
No, JJ's line on the white line. Sometimes it's under the white line.
And that's true because it's that line where you got an equally fast car, so you can't get past them on the bottom. You can't get past them on the top. And going in, you can't get the momentum either. So but you're stuck, and you know you're faster than them. But it's just you just can't get that momentum because
they
right where they're at.
Park it getting in and then just drag race in the straightaway and they're down the middle of the straightaway. So.
You ever think, well, where am I going to give this guy a nudge to let him know I'm faster?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. So, every time.
You have to. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Have you ever lost your temper?
Yes.
Who hasn't?
I meant retaliated against somebody, like lost your temper.
Oh no!
Like completely drove through somebody.
No, I haven't seen you drive through anybody.
No, you know what?
I've seen Justin drive through people.
Once, there was one person who was Steve Burkowski. He's the only person I've ever wrecked intentionally. And I think we all had issues with him at one point.
I don't know who you're talking about, so I don't know. But
I know Gary has.
No comment on that.
So, you know, so the tempers rise and all that, and you got to think of, do you give like somebody a 2-lap grace period to say, hey, you know, I'm gonna give you a chance to either get out of the way or to get faster.
Depends on who it is,
right?
Like
well,
if
that's
they're
good
like
point.
That all the time, then there's no point in me wasting 2 laps of a 35-lap race.
Right,
so.
Right. No, and that's strategy that depending on how many laps you're racing too.
Yep.
So. You make any big changes on your car for this year that you or plans to do for next year or are you testing out for this year? I know.
Not really. I mean,
just go out and
go race by race and see what it's like.
Work
and,
hard and go racing, huh? Well, yeah, because I know here, this is like Jeff Gordon with Rob Street. He just calls up his Chuck DiGuevara car out and says, I'm ready for a ride.
I'm ready for a ride. I'm ready to jump back in there. They actually had Masarang's daughter in there this weekend. That was fun. It was fun telling Tim I'm going to post on his thing before he could tell his wife. Like I'm going to tag you. And tag you this picture right here on the thing. But I actually had a GoPro in her first laps out on the track. really? Came out pretty cool.
On the NASCAR that you drove before.
The one I was in before, yeah. I put the GoPro. She first went out there, and it was funny because she looked exactly like me. She went in. I could tell she went,
right.
Let's see if this thing sticks. And then between one and two, she spun
out.
Well,
Chuck told us you didn't listen to him, first of all.
No, I tried. He gave me the freeway. Did you drive between the lanes on the freeway? Why are you driving like that out here? And but he said I got a little bit better at the this last race, but it's
he
fun.
Didn't tell us that.
No.
Yeah, he told us something different, but we won't tell you what he
exactly.
said. Did you, when you were racing Bandoliers, did you have some old guy come out and try to beat on you guys when you were running Bandos back then? Like old dudes
who
like
are you
Rob?
Again?
Well, there were like 22 of us when we
I know.
Used to race.
Exactly.
So
yeah, the
had,
big, yeah.
All
yeah.
those divisions were different back when you were racing.
And I could never think of
the
a time where we drove like
that.
How they drove Friday night.
That was funny. I got a picture actually. I stayed at the driver's meeting for the meeting after the driver's meeting and of Tim talking to all of them about how they drove on a Friday.
We know why you were in that meeting.
Yeah, I wasn't driving on Friday night. I was taking pictures. But I
he blends right in.
Yeah, exactly.
For future use.
For future use.
Who's that kid with the goatee?
Yeah. I just put the helmet on and we got the same height. You can't tell.
That's messed up.
Yeah, that's with the helmet on. The same height.
Helmet on. I think Ethan's already bigger than me now. So.
Who isn't?
Who isn't? The guy out front. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you guys. What's your buddy?
What's your buddy's name?
Cause they call him Pee Wee.
I just stand next to him and
no,
I'm like,
Cupcake.
I'm like a foot taller.
Cupcake. His name's Lucas.
Lucas. Lucas is.
Who did you race against in the Bandos?
Well, it's kind of funny. Tyler Fabozzi, who race Super Lace with now.
Uh-huh.
Like Jonathan Eakin, Jacob Tilton, Jacob Bishop. Like back in the day, all these fast people and yeah. But my first race, I think there were 22 or 24 of us, and that was with the division split.
Right.
Back in the, it was all we all had restrictor plates, so.
Oh, okay.
But there would be 45 Bandos up the track.
Wow. And it, were they a lot of them owned by the one guy, O'Hanlon?
No.
Had a
O'Hanlon?
No. O'Hanlon
had
a lot.
He had a lot of them.
He had a lot of them.
I see a lot of pictures, you know, going back. It was like, and it had O'Hanlon on the side.
That was before him.
Yeah.
No, it was before him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to remember, she's getting old, too.
I am getting old.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I remember the first time I came over to her house.
She is not getting
how
old.
How long ago was that? When Judy Rowe was still racing Bombers.
Yeah.
I knew you before.
Well, I guess if she was 8, then yeah, she's getting old.
It was a while. Like, I've known her a while.
Yeah.
Well, do you see it getting bigger in the future, or do you see anything just the same, or are there kids coming up that the parents or it's just that's what I'm seeing. I'm just not seeing the next generation.
Not
the
out there right
out
now.
Out there, like little brothers and sisters, a few of them out there, and then. Coming out there and
but,
doing
hey,
some cart.
And I want to cut all you guys off short real quick, but I know we're running short on time. Sponsors, people you want to talk about real quick. I know we're getting short here. So.
Obviously, my parents for all that they do. PFC Brakes, ExecuClean, Las Vegas Car Wraps, Jeff for all that he's helped us with this year. Gosh, all of you guys for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you being here. I know it's tough. With your schedule and all that, so we do appreciate you being here. The t-shirt sales and stuff on your website, they can still get them there. They help you race, so make sure you go to make sure you go to KayleeBarker.com, buy some shirts and whatever. You got
have
some things like that.
Stuff,
you know, make sure you go to the website and get your swag on.
Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't think so. That's what you can tell I'm old. That's what you can tell I'm old. So
any swag I can get, you know.
In the last couple minutes, I want to say something off-topic about you two.
You better hurry.
You got
with the late model truck series, I want to congratulate you guys on a successful weekend on bringing those trucks back. I know you guys work your ass off, so.
Well, we appreciate that. We'll talk some more about that next week, and we want to talk to Kaylee about some of that, too. Maybe get you in a seat here with us, some races coming up.
She wants the one.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. Same, poor thing. We threw him in something that he had to work his butt off for two days, and that's why you know.
That's why he's world famous.
That's why he's world famous. So, anyways, go to KayleeBarker.com. Thank you for being here. There's a lot of races coming up in September here, so not just here, but the big track. Also,
what are you going to wear for throwback? I want to see you like throwback, like Guthrie or something.
Gotta cut you guys off. We will talk more about the super late models next week. Thanks for being here, Kaylee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylee. Appreciate it. Thanks for being on WheelsNow.com. We'll see you live next week.
Thanks for listening.